On the Sunday before last, I was speaking in Sudbury. Sudbury, of course, is over the border in Suffolk and is one of my longest drives as a visiting speaker, so I had plenty of time to listen to the radio en route. Even though it was a sports programme I was listening to, there was, of course, no sport to talk about, so you can guess what they did talk about. The coronavirus. I'd already decided to talk about Jonah when I got there, chapter 3, because it's Lent, and Jonah told the Ninevites they had 40 more days. So I was going to talk about having another chance and the need for repentance and God's gracious mercy, which are all important subjects, I'm sure you'll agree. But as I listened to the radio and the growing panic about the virus, I decided I needed to talk about something else to help them. I wasn't sure that we'd have 40 days before something happened. So I was driving and thinking and praying, what can I talk about? And then I thought of this. Psalm 46, for the director of music, of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Sometimes the heading of a psalm tells us when it was written, but not this psalm. I'm glad of that. It means it's appropriate for any time, especially, I would suggest, for such a time as this. Because the psalmist is thinking of some very bad times indeed. He's imagining the earth giving way and the mountains falling into the heart of the sea. Well, that's called an earthquake. I've never experienced an earthquake, but it's when everything we thought was stable suddenly shifts. Isn't that what's happening now? And what happens if the mountains fall into the heart of the sea? Isn't that what causes a tsunami? And so he describes the consequence. The sea's waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. And then he writes Selah, which means pause. Think about it. Well, think about it. I've never been in a tsunami either, but doesn't it feel like one now? Haven't we been overwhelmed by this virus? He goes on. Verse 6 says that nations are in uproar and kingdoms fall. Is there a nation in the world untouched by this crisis? And the mightiest nations are falling alongside the weakest. Come and see the works of the Lord, he says in verse 8. The desolations he has brought on the earth. Look out your window. The streets are desolate. Perhaps I should have stuck with Jonah after all. 40 more days and you will be overturned. Well, thanks, Steve. We tuned in to get some comfort and inspiration. And all you've done is tell us what we already knew and depress us. Well, I've been selective. I've told you the bad news to prepare you for the good. Listen. Verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. An ever-present help in trouble. Did you get that? God is an ever-present help in trouble. Are we in trouble now? Then thank God for all the people who can help you. Family and friends and neighbours and doctors and nurses who will do all they can. But when they've gone and you're all alone, who remains? Or perhaps you're all alone anyway and completely isolated. But who remains? God. Because he is ever present. We're never alone. And if you fall sick and grow weak, who is our strength? God. In fact, the weaker we are, the stronger he is, because we need him more. And he is our refuge. We need to stay indoors and self-isolate, you know, pull up the drawbridge of our castle. But he is an even greater refuge than that. He is our castle, the walls, the drawbridge, the lot. We are secure. Listen, verses 4 and 5. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Now here's a funny thing. The psalmist is singing about the city of God. Now, which city is the city of God? Well, Jerusalem, of course. But he also says that there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Now, geography question. Which river does Jerusalem stand on? It's not the Jordan. That's 21 miles away. Jerusalem is one of the few great cities in the world that doesn't stand on a river. Basildon's another one, of course. No, we are the city of God. We are his temple where he dwells. So what is that river? His Holy Spirit. As Jesus said, rivers of living water will flow from within us. And John goes on to explain, by this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. And his Holy Spirit, according to the psalmist, will even make us glad. What? How can we be glad in these circumstances? Well, it's because when we're well, we sometimes forget him. But when we're in trouble, we call on him, and then he draws nearer. And when is it that he will help us? At break of day. He's there when we wake up. And because he's an ever-present help, he's with us all day. And because we are the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells, even when we're asleep, he's with us. No, even better than that, within us. And who is it, this one who's with us? What is it he's called in verse 7? The Lord Almighty is with us. Did you get that? The Lord Almighty. How then can we be afraid? He's almighty. He's stronger than any virus. And he will give us faith stronger than any virus. Because what else is he called in that same verse? The God of Jacob. The God of his people. Insert your name. The God of X. He knows your name and your circumstances. How then can we be afraid? But we are, aren't we? Often. Why? Because there's a war going on. Not out there, but here, inside us. And our biggest enemy consists of just two words. What if? Have you ever scared yourself with those words? What if? Well, verse 9 tells us that God has declared war on war. And we know that we're his soldiers. So what are our weapons? Well, Verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God is there with you, speaking, whispering, shh. Will you? Will we choose to exalt him, even if others won't? Be still, he says. Don't panic. You've sung so many songs to me over the years, telling me you trust me. Well, now I'm asking you to prove it. And then finally, the psalmist repeats verse 7. If he says it twice, it must be doubly important, mustn't it? The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Think about it. It's said of Luther that when he was in greatest distress, he was wont to call for this psalm, saying, "Let us sing the 46th psalm in concert, and then let the devil do his worst." Friends, don't panic. God's got this.